Carl, another big championship for you. How excited are you of perhaps coming away with a medal in at Aachen, which is one of the homes of the sport?
Well, actually, it's going to be quite fun because we've got something to lay to rest here. I've ridden at Aachen for probably about 15 years ago. I did my first Aachen. I've never had a good Aachen. I've never done well in Aachen. And as we know, the only time that Paul Charlotte's ever been beaten was in Aachen as well. So both of us have come here very positive, though, and pulled ourselves together and said it absolutely makes no difference that it's in Aachen this year. We will do it. The horses are on flying form. They feel great. You know, our last show at Hartbury, you know, including Fiona, you know, those were three very high scores, and Michael's last show, he had his highest score as well. So we are actually coming here on very good form and looking forward to trying to get a medal here.
And I suppose there is an interesting sideshow is the Total S Velegro sort of battle again, because these are the two sort of, well, the standout horses of the modern generation.
Yeah, they are. And that's what makes it exciting. I think it's what everyone's been waiting for. Unfortunately, with Total S's injuries over the year, you know, they don't get enough chances, these two horses, to come together as the two greatest horses in the world at the moment. And so the fact that, you know, they're both passed the trot out yesterday, thank goodness, and they're both on form, ready to start tomorrow, and they look like they really will have a good head-to-head, and it's what the people have been wanting to see. So I feel sorry for the two riders. It can't be easy and it can't be nice to have to face each other like that in front of everybody, but that's sport, isn't it?
That is what it's going to be. It's going to be, that's what, you know, the rivalry, because Velegro, we want to see in Total S, you know, all sport needs rivalries, and this perhaps could be something a little special.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, you know, they've both had world records. I mean, Velegro holds them at the moment, but I mean, it was Total S that first really brought dressage to the world of, you know, some people that didn't understand it, you know, started appreciating what this horse was doing for the sport. So it's great. I mean, we all wanted to see him here, you know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who really wins. I mean, it will be the best one, and I hope they both go well, because then we really will know if they both go well what the judges say. Who do they like the best nowadays? I think I know who it is, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, fingers crossed from our point of view, but from your point of view, have you met the Grand in an unceremonial manner, proving that you don't like Aachen?
Well, this is exactly. I mean, this is my luck in Aachen. I mean, I might, you know, I was an event rider originally, not a very good one, I might add, but I did. So this morning I finished my training and I thought, I'm going to go and walk around the big grass field over there with the eventers and have a little chat with them. And, you know, being a wimpy dressage horse, somebody a waiter actually dropped a tray of glasses in front of me, and my horse spun round, and he's over 18 hands, and he spun round and he came down on top of me on the grass, left me flattened on the floor, and he was rather surprised. I think he shocked himself so much he didn't even bother to run off, which was the great news, because if he'd got out in that field, I don't think we'd ever have caught him. He's a little bit neurotic anyway. So, yes, you could quite safely say that I haven't had the best start to the
only
week
way
while
is
lying
up
on the floor.
The only way is up. Carl, thank you very much. Best of luck for the week. Thank you. Thanks.